Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. And I hope y'all are having as much fun as we're having here in the studio during the breaks. It is so nice. Jay, he's doing a marvelous job with the board in Florida. I'm in Tennessee. Monica's in Canada. And Jim, I don't know where Jim is, but he's you can tell he's one of these Northeastern guys, but he's a right-thinking Northeastern people. We're just having a marvelous time tonight. We're trying to bring the true gospel to you. And before we go back to our guests, I got to also thank the Sasquatch. I hope my Southern Baptist people don't crucify me for this. But I'm looking up to my right. I have a wall that Mr. Buddy sent me. It says 1914, 1918. It's a great, beautiful painting he gave me. 1914, 1918. Then down below it says 1939, 1940. I'm going to stand it up so I can read it. It says, they fought for you. Hey, I'm going to put headphones on. It's still up too fast. Hang on a second. Okay. People, I got to read one more thing that Jim was talking about during the break. Talking about for fear of the Jews. This is Thessalonians 2nd. This is the first chapter of Thessalonians. Here we go. Second verse, line 14. Verse 14. Excuse me. Thessalonians 1, verse 14. It says, for ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Jesus Christ. And ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. The Jews who both kill the Lord Jesus and kill their own prophets and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins always. For the wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. And I'm going to say something else before we go back to. And people can say I'm a hate monger if you want to. I really don't care because I'm not going to deny it. I do have hate in me. Anybody that's been down my background and says he does not hate is a damn liar. Anyway, excuse me, I kind of lost my train of thought there, but I know what it is. They talk about the Holocaust. Let's just say that it did happen. Okay, but you know, I'm going to ask my Christian friends out there, if the Jews are the chosen people and he loves them so much, why did he let 6 million die? Was God powerless? Did he just not have enough power to overcome the power of the evil Germans? Was he totally helpless to let them die? Or do you think maybe possibly could it be that he's a just God? Let's just say if we had a Holocaust, could it be because it was payback for what the Jews did from 1917 all the way through to 1939, when the Jews it's totally documented, the Jews completely ran the secret police in the Soviet Union. They ran the 400 death camps in Siberia, all over Russia. That's documented. And they kill millions of Christians there. They also, the same secret police, and we're going to talk about this, me and Gene, we're going to have a whole show on this, what I'm telling you about. They killed 6 to 12 million Ukrainians. They starved them to death. They starved them so much that there was cannibalism going on in Ukraine. And the Jews were behind that. Do you think it's either one of two things? If the Holocaust happened, God Almighty was powerless to stop it, or it was payback for what those Jews did to God's true chosen people. The true chosen people are he who believes in his heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and confess it with his lips. That's who the chosen people are. It's not some Antichrist Jew or Antichrist anybody else. Now that, I'm going to shut up and go right back to Jim. Jim, let's take off where we were talking about during the break. We're going to go back to the Holocaust and talk about how it is the linchpin, like Miss Monica says, it is the linchpin that holds all other lies together. Go ahead, Jim.
Right. I like what you were saying. That was really good. But here's the thing, okay? Once people understand the Holocaust and the manipulation what the Jews did. Now, here's what they did. Very simple, okay? Here are the Jews, okay? Hitler puts them in the camps because most, you know, the Jews were considered a seditious people, okay? They weren't, they were most of the Jews, 80% of them were communists. So we have a problem here, okay? Hitler's fighting the communists. He can't have communists running around in Germany doing destructive things. So he has to put the Jews, all of them, well, most of them, not all the Jews were in the camps, but he took the Jews that were, you know, most likely the communist aspect of them, and he put them in the camps. And here they are in the camps. They're working in the camps, or they're, you know, just staying in the camps, out of trouble, not bothering anybody. That's what Hitler wanted. He didn't want them to bother anybody. Everything was going fine. Of course, they did get, a lot of them had typhus, and they let them, you know, died, thousands, you know, died in the camps of typhus. And that wasn't a good thing, but that wasn't Hitler's fault. That was just had to do with, you know, something that happened at the time, and people, because of sanitary conditions, got, you know, typhus, and they were dying in the camps. And
Yeah, I'll just jump in there too, just to say that most of those deaths occurred in the last few months of the war, because the camps were getting overcrowded, the conditions were worsening, and because the Allies had bombed the infrastructure, the German railways, the all these transportation nodes into smithereens, and so food and medicine and whatnot couldn't get there. And in one case, at least, the Allies bombed the water sanitation systems in a camp. So you could say, excuse me, you could say the deaths, some of them were actually because of the Allies. But go back to you, Jim.
Yeah, well, that I mean, there was two typhus epidemics in the camp, okay? You had the first typhus epidemic in 42 and 43, okay? And the reason why that happened was because the Jews came from the where they lived, all right, the ghettos. They were crammed into these ghettos, and they weren't clean. They weren't clean, okay? They you know, they didn't shave, they didn't bathe. I mean, who knows what the reasons why that didn't happen? You know, I just know that that was a problem. When they got into the trains, when they got into the camps, they were infested with lice. I mean, this was just the way it was in those days. So a lot of them did die in the beginning, 42, 43, of the war, all right? Now, that was the first epidemic, and they took care of that. They got the Zyklon B. They used it as the pesticide to take care of the camps, fumigate the camps, and everything, you know, worked out to some degree as best they could. And they brought the people in the camps. They, you know, they bathed them, they gave them showers, and everything was okay. Of course, at the end of the war, like Monica was saying, that became a problem at the end of the war, only because the Allies were bombing everything and destroying all the infrastructure, so they couldn't get supplies in. They even bombed the factory that made the Zyklon B, so they couldn't get the Zyklon B in to use for disinfection. So that was a problem. The water supply in Bergen-Belsen, they bombed that, so they people couldn't have good, clean water. And plus, Bergen-Belsen was a camp where everybody ended up in. They went from Auschwitz to Bergen-Belsen. I mean, think about it. Bergen-Belsen was a camp that held 10,000 people, 15,000 people, whatever it was, and it had 60,000 people in it at the end of the war. And then I believe the commandant at Bergen-Belsen, they actually hung him because they said he caused all these problems in the camp. And it's like, this guy didn't do anything wrong. He was just trying to run the camp. And all these people were getting shoved into the camp. And, you know, they ended up having a big problem because the Allies were bombing everything and the people were dying. But anyway, I don't want to get too far off track here. But the point I'm making about all this is this, that at the end of the war, the Jews were in the camps and everything was actually not too bad for them because they weren't in a position of being bombed in the regular cities like Dresden and 150 other cities that were firebombed by the Allies, which destroyed hundreds of thousands of German innocent people. So the Jews actually survived by being in the camps. And they had a nerve at the end of the war to accuse the Germans of trying to kill them and destroy them in gas chambers and nonsense like this. And this is why I'm getting back to the lie of how the Jews work. So they took an innocent situation that they actually survived, they lied about the situation, and then they made it look like they were the victims of the Germans when the Germans did their best to keep these people alive. And it makes me so sick to see that the Germans that came over, not the Germans, the Jews that came over to the United States later, because when they had to come into the United States, they had to be interrogated and they had to be told what to say, what happened in those camps, even if it did happen. And they were told to say, yeah, Hitler was trying to kill you in gas chambers. He was trying to eliminate you. And they had all their stupid stories about how they were trying to, you know, be destroyed and killed. And I'm saying to myself, it was just the opposite. It was the Germans who were destroyed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, everything is projected and reversed. Everything is reversed.
You know what, Monica?
Yeah.
If the Germans had better hindsight, they would have moved those so-called death camps into Dresden. They would have had the death camps built in Dresden. Maybe that would have suited those Jews better. But anyway, people, we're going right back to a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We've got Miss Monica Schaefer on and Jim Mazzoli, and we're going to go back and we're going to finish dismantling this huge devil's lie of the Holocaust. Hang on to your seats.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio people, we're one quarter of the way through the second hour. We're just having a marvelous time tonight. And, I know I get kind of wound up sometimes. And if I do have a little hatred bit in me, hey, guess what? Don't hold your breath waiting for an apology, because you will not hear me apologize for my righteous anger, what's been done to our people. You know something else? I have a guy who used to be a friend of mine. I didn't know he was a Jew. I suspected he might have been. But he kind of attacked me and accused me of being a Holocaust denier, or being an anti-Semite. That's something you don't do. And he knows that. And that's why I have very few people in the running community here in Memphis. never run with me anymore. I was supposed to go to a meet, that trail run I told Monica about, that I was out there running Friday. What do you know? Went out there and there's not one soul there to meet me in the running group. But, you know, what they don't realize, I turn it around on them. Every time they say, oh, you're a Holocaust denier, well, here's what you want me to do. You want me to say that my grandmother on my dad's side was a German. You want me to say that my ancestors were cold-blooded, bloodthirsty murderers. That's what you're trying to say, and that's the devil's lie, and I'll never say it. And I didn't get it out earlier, but Mr. Buddy gave me this great painting, 1914, 1919, because I almost tore my headphones off, people. This is kind of I'm kind of doing a hick radio show on my end. I got the pros on the other end. It says 1914, 1918, 1930, 19 to 1939, 1945. It says Europe's Freiheitskämpfer. Miss Monica said that I was getting close. It says they fought for you. They were the German soldiers for World War II. They were fighting for all white Christians worldwide. And people, on our Jewish friends that are listening and our people that hate me, they would love this. I'm looking at a picture of Adolf Hitler right now that my good friend the Sasquatch sent me, and I have framed that and put it on the wall. So put that in your pipe and smoke it out there, people, and you'll never get an apology for that either. I wish you would ask me to apologize for that. Now I'm going right back to you, Jim. I hope I didn't get too wound up and get you off track. But no, go ahead.
That was. I wish that people could hear our conversation offline. It's just as good. But anyway,
yes, it is.
So what happened is that people don't understand that this whole thing, that what Hitler was trying to do with the Jews, he was just trying. He put them out of. He tried to get them out of the way, and then he was eventually get them out of Germany and get them out of Europe, because they were really a bad influence. I mean, they just did a horrible job in Germany, and he wanted to get them, you know, to Madagascar. Eventually, some of them ended up in Palestine, and of course, they ended up in the United States. All these Jews supposedly died, but they all ended up in the United States later to talk about what happened to them. So it sure, you know, seems like a lot of them survived. In fact, Norman Finkelstein, he's a writer that talks about the Jews, because he's a Jewish man, and he wrote, and his mother actually said, If all these Jews survived, then who died? And that's the whole point, okay? What people don't understand is that not that many Jews died in the camps, okay, controlled, you know, by the Germans. I estimate, this is my estimate, and I've done a lot of research on this. I estimate probably at the most of people that died in the concentration camps that were run by the Germans, okay, and the ones in Poland, I would say probably maybe 500,000 at the most died in the camps. And half of them might have been Jews. So you're only talking a couple hundred thousand Jews that might have died in the camps. And they died because of sickness and death and disease. Now, sure, some were shot. Some were executed because they were involved with partisan activity. They were involved, you know, with trying to shoot the Germans, you know, when they were coming into the towns. And they were, pretty proud of this. You know, they have movies all about this type of stuff, you know, how they fought the Germans. But again, if they were killed, they were righteously killed because they were doing something that was against the Geneva Convention. Okay, if you go out and try to kill these people, kill Germans coming into your town, the Germans had a perfect right to execute you, and that's what they did.
And here's something that not many people know, but some German, officers in the camps or commandants or, you know, they were killed if they were found to mistreat the prisoners. I know Ursula Haverbeck did a lot of research on that, and there were several German, you know, officers that worked in the camps. If they got out of hand, broke the rules, and mistreated the prisoners, they themselves were punished, and some were even executed. So,
that's right.
You know,
that's
it's right. Pretty strict. They had strict rules of how to treat the prisoners.
Oh, yeah. The German soldiers were well-disciplined, okay? And they didn't if they went out of line, they were dealt with. And I think they said there was a couple hundred, you know, German soldiers that were probably put in jail, or some of them were actually executed for going, you know, doing things that were wrong, or maybe even killing Jews. But again, that wasn't something that they were supposed to do, that's for sure. They were supposed to treat these people in a good and a humanely way. And most of the German soldiers did, compared to the American soldiers or compared to the Allies and how they treated the Germans in their camps. I mean, there's a whole different ball game there. You know, 99% of the Germans in the American, 99% of the Americans in the German camp survived. But you can't say that for the Germans in the American and British camps. Most of them, a lot of them, a good percentage of them died because they were not treated rightly. So you tell me who did the right things here. Okay, the Germans definitely treated these people right. The sad thing about all this is what happened is the Allies caused all these problems at the end of the war, and it was just a sad thing that happened. And the Germans got blamed for it. That's what happened here. The Germans were trying to contain it. They were trying to do what was right, and they got blamed for it. And then the whole story just morphed into this gas chamber situation and executions and killings, and everybody has a story, and this is where we are today. It's just amazing. But getting back to how the Jews manipulate things, because they're doing the same thing today with information. They will take information and completely topsy-turvy it on its head, and whatever they present is going to be the opposite of what it is. And that's what we're seeing with the COVID thing, with the vaccine thing, everything. Who benefits from it? Who's the people that own the pharmaceutical companies? Who's the people that own all these companies that make all the products that are part of this COVID scam? It's the Jews, okay? And they're making it look like we're the bad guys because we don't want to take a vaccine. We don't want to take the COVID test and all this nonsense. They have manipulated history so beautifully to fit their narrative that people don't even know if they're coming or going anymore.
Absolutely.
You know, Jim, before we go to a break, I'm going to kick this in. They have been traitors to their own government since time began. The Jews in Spain, they opened the gates of the fortress of Toledo to let the North Africans in to invade that town. They opened the gates of Vienna to let the Muslims in there. I mean, it's always been that. They've always worked against the country, the culture that they've been just hosted them. But anyway, go ahead, Miss Monica.
Yeah, I was just going to add to what Jim said there. Reversal of everything. And yeah, what I wanted to say is after the war, it's almost like they needed to deflect attention away from all the horrors that they inflicted upon the Germans. They actually holocausted the Germans in many, many cities. Jim mentioned Dresden and 150 other cities. Hundreds of thousands of German civilians, women, children, old people, were actually burnt in these cities, by firebombed, and their architecture just destroyed. It was so, so bad that, you know, when they pulled out the Holocaust story and right away accused the Germans of doing all these evils, well, this deflected attention away, plus it turned the victim into the villain. Absolutely turned the victim into the villain. So then if anything did get out about what did actually happen to the Germans, well, they deserved it, didn't they? I mean, they were turned into monsters by the media, and who owns the media, of course. The Jews have had control of the narrative right from the get-go. And they reverse everything so that they have painted themselves as the eternal victim. Yeah, when you learn the truth about this, it is enough to just absolutely make you... I mean, you just want to fix this. So, you know, back to the beginning of the show when you talked about all the things that happen when you start to talk about the truth, well, nothing's more important, though, than to talk truth and for our very survival, for our very existence. And I'll leave
that's
it at
right
that.
We're getting ready to go back, and Jim mentioned the vaccines. We're getting ready to bring Lee on board for a minute, but just as an aside, the Jews killed 66 million in the concentration camps in Russia, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn. People, hang on, we're going to a quick break. We're going to bring Lee Cochran on for a minute.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around 266,000 jobs were added in April. It's a big drop from the March numbers and a surprise to some economists. President Biden says even with the lower report, the rescue plan is beginning to work.
We never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine. Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Part of China's largest rocket is tumbling out of control and falling back to Earth. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
We don't know exactly when or where, but sometime this weekend, a 10-story, 23-ton piece of rocket is headed our way. At the latest Pentagon briefing, spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. Space Command, a branch of the U.S. military, was tracking the rocket as it fell back to Earth.
It's too soon to know exactly where it's going to come down, but again, we're tracking that.
Even at AccuWeather, where Bob Larson works, is tracking the rocket as it heads our way.
As large as it is, we suspect at least a portion of it or pieces of it will make it all the way to the ground.
Multiple explosions in the capital city of Afghanistan has caused at least 25 deaths. The Taliban is condemning the attack and saying they are not responsible. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dear people, welcome back, Blood River Radio family. We're having such a wonderful time here tonight, and I hope we're converting people over to the truth. And listen, let me tell you something: a Jew, an Antichrist Jew, you can, though your sins are scarlet, you too. The good news is, you too can come back. You, if you confess your sins, and if you admit in your heart, if you believe in your heart, Jesus is the Son of God, and you confess with your lips, you can be the dirtiest Jew on the face of the earth. You too can get saved. You can join the family of Christians that are going to go to heaven. You really can. So, you know, that's the story. We're not going to hate you forever. We just hate people that hate us and make our life miserable. With that, I'm going to shut up. I think we've got Lee coming on right now. Oh, Lee's not here. Lee's supposed to call in. Well, we'll just keep rock and rolling until Lee will call in. Lee has the link. He called in last week. Lee will call in. But go ahead, Miss Monica. Take up where you were left off until Lee calls in. Go ahead. I think Jim was talking about, he said something about the vaccines, and that's Lee's big thing. But go ahead, Miss Monica. Take off.
Yeah, actually, it's a perfect place to take us to because, you know, sometimes people say, why do you talk about something that happened so long ago, the Holocaust? They used to say that to me when they saw that I was being, you know, defamed and sort of persecuted in my old hometown there. And well-meaning friends would say, why do you talk about something that's so long ago? We have current pressing problems we should be dealing with. And well, you know, that's exactly why we talk about the Holocaust, because it exposes who is behind these things that are happening today. And it's proof that it is still relevant today, because they still persecute people for talking about the Holocaust or questioning it. Why do they still put people in jail for going against the, you know, mainstream narrative of it? That means it's extremely relevant, because it exposes who. It exposes the Jewish question. And I'll just say one more statement, that because we were talking about hate. Well, truth is hate to those who hate the truth. But yes. I'll hand it back to you there, Eddie.
Well, you know what? Lee just got connected up with us, and he's going, and you mentioned the vaccines, and the vaccines are a big part of this New World Order stuff. You know, with all the lockdowns and the endless fear to keep us brainwashed, and they want to destroy our economy, but the vaccines are part of it. And Lee is going to bring us up to date, and he's going to reinforce what Monica said about it and what Jim said about it. How you doing, Lee?
Oh, I'm doing okay, guys. I was just saying, the true Holocaust will be this injection, not vaccine Holocaust, like Bill Gates is trying to give us all diseases and we'll all die. And but I do got some good news. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is suing Big Pharma along with Robert Barnes for breaking the Nuremberg Code. So hopefully we'll give them some pushback. And Robert Barnes is trying to sue all these hospitals and businesses that are trying to force people, to take the vaccine for condition of employment, which is unconstitutional because these are experimental vaccines. And, so that's some good news, and hopefully if the Supreme Court is honest, but you know how the Supreme Court screwed us with the election, you know. So I've been getting information from InfoWars with Alex Jones and Mike Adams on Brighteon at Natural News. So, you know, and they're saying, oh, you got to get the vaccine, which is an injection, about herd immunity. I think herd immunity is overrated, and I don't think it has to be like 80 or 90%. I've heard some doctors say we might already have herd immunity now. We only need 20 or 30%. But also, the University of Texas came out with a study 10 years ago, and they're saying that this injection is hurting everybody. And this, what is this T? This protein, spike protein, is what's attacking your cardiovascular system, and that's what's going into your lungs. And, you know, they're lying about the effectiveness of this injection. So we're just sort of like in the same mess with the supposed Holocaust. You know, it's another big lie.
They call it the Corona cost.
The Corona cost. That's a good name. But
I would love to jump in there if I may.
Yeah,
just to say that, yeah, that you see, one thing that has been bothering me a lot, and Jim and I have talked about this, it seems like a lot of these people who are doing excellent work on exposing the lie of their corona story right now and exposing the fact that they're basically just a tool to bring in communist tyranny. Well, a lot of these people who are giving us good information, then they pull out their little poison pill. And the poison pill is this. They say, oh, this is just as evil as Nazi Germany, or that guy, you know, Fauci or Gates or whatever is just as bad as Hitler. And it just really bothers me because they are either inadvertently or purposefully, it depends on their level of knowledge, they're reinforcing the big lie. And we have to try to call them out every time they do that. Because, you know, and if some of them are receptive and they just haven't learned that, but they should stop using that comparison immediately. But if they carry on using that comparison, I'd say they're controlled opposition. It just really bothers me when they invoke the, you know, Nazi Germany, in quotation marks, to compare the evils of what's going on right now with, as if, you know, that really, the Holocaust really happened. You see, they're making the comparison not to the people who know that the Holocaust was a lie, and so we realize both are hoaxes. No, the general public still believes in the Holocaust. You know, they're really ramping that up. Anyway, I'll hand it back.
I agree with you, Monica. I'm going to make a quick comment.
Go ahead, Eddie.
And just one quick comment before we go back to Lee or Jim. You're absolutely right. And Alex Jones has got a great story, but Alex Jones is like some of the others. Alex Jones, he's dynamite, but he'll never, ever name the true enemy. It's always the Chi-Coms, the evil communists, but he'll never say the Jews. He'll never mention Israel. He'll jump off of a bridge. And we have people in our own movement like that. And I'm going to go ahead and nail Jared Taylor. I'm going to read this quick quote from Jared Taylor. And we have a lot of people listening to this show that love Jared Taylor. I can't stand him. Here we go. It says, in American Renaissance, Jared Taylor's controlled opposition people. Here's what he says. American Renaissance has taken an implicit position on Jews by publishing Jewish authors and inviting Jewish speakers to American Renaissance conferences. It should be clear to anyone that Jews have, from the onset, been welcome and equal participants in our efforts. Jared Taylor said that in 2006, and he has not changed one iota. Yeah. He's married to a Jew. So you people out there, if you're devoting your time to Jared Taylor, you're devoting your time to controlled opposition, and people in our so-called movement, we need to weed this chaff out of our movement. We need to get them the hell out of our movement. Anyway, back to you, Lee.
Well, anybody else can comment?
I'd like to make a comment here. This is kind of important because what's happening here is, you don't know, you're getting taken for a ride here too. Okay, they're referring to the Nuremberg Code. You understand what they're doing here? The Nuremberg Code, do you know what that's about? They put 23 physicians on trial. They accused them of doing atrocities on people in the camps. That was a bunch of, I hate to swear, I'm not going to swear, but that was not true. Okay, what happened in those camps was experimental things, just like they did in the United States when they did things in the United States with stuff like this, with all these experiments. But the Germans got blamed for it because the Germans had the Holocaust to stand behind them. Okay, that's what they used the Holocaust against them. Okay, so the Nuremberg Code laws to say that they're gonna, this COVID thing is tied in with that, you can make a decision about what you want to take for a vaccine and all that, and then to blame it on the Germans is really not right to do that, but that's what they're doing now.
Right on. And people, with that, we have to go to a break. We got to go to our last segment. Unfortunately, it's going too fast. Be right back, folks. Hang on.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear people, thank you so much for holding on. I have so many people say, you're hot, you're too hardcore. You know what hot and hardcore is, people? It's telling the raw, unvarnished truth. Like Monica said earlier, people that tell the truth, people that hate the truth, if you tell the truth, then you are a hater to the people that hate the truth. And with that, we're going to go back to Jim. We touched on the hot topic, the so-called Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg Trials. And Jim's going to tell us about, and Monica, about some of the stuff that happened to the German prisoners. They were totally helpless. All the torture that went on there at the end of the war. And also, quick aside, there were more Germans killed after the shooting stopped. After May 8th, 1945, when the war in Europe was officially over, more Germans died after the war than were died during the war by out-and-out genocide against the German people. Now, go ahead, Jim, and tell us about the torture that went on to so-called
Nuremberg. Well, the thing that bothers me is everything gets back to the Germans, okay, and how evil they were. So now we have the Nuremberg Code. They're trying to bring in COVID, having to do with that, because now we're dealing with voluntary consent, with taking vaccines, experiments, and all this. Okay, great. But again, the Germans, they weren't that bad. They didn't do anything different than the United States was different doing. Okay, in regards to the Nuremberg trials, I mean, look at you. The first trial, you had 22 guys on trial. All right, what did they do wrong? They fought a war. I mean, really? They fought a war and lost. And you notice what happened is, out of the 22 of them, 11 of them were hung immediately. And you know why they were hung immediately? Think about it. It wouldn't happen today, because what happens today when you go to trial, if you're found guilty, especially on a capital crime, you go to jail and then you have to appeal it. Well, why did they put them to death so quickly? Dead men tell no tales. Understand how it works? They had to get rid of the 11 ones that they executed and hung right away, because if they lived after to tell this story, they would have found out that nothing happened in the camps. They weren't guilty of anything. This was a mock trial. They put these guys on trial because they fought a war. They were just doing what they had to do, and they lost the war. And now when you lose a war, what happens? You get hung. Well, isn't that exciting? So this is what the Nuremberg trials was about. It was just a bunch of lies. All the information that was brought out in these trials, most of the information were lies. The people that testified against these men in these trials were paid informants, were paid people that went from trial to trial, that gave testimony that were lies. They were put up in hotels. They were fed. They were clothed. They lied, lied, lied. The defense couldn't make a defense. There was no defense. You had to just admit that you were part of it. Okay, or no part of it, but they all were hung, so obviously they were found guilty of being part of it. I mean, I sit back and I watch how it's presented in the world, and the world should be ashamed of what happened at Nuremberg. And there are people that will admit that Nuremberg was a scam. Even John Kennedy, the president, he wrote a little bit about the Nuremberg trial, showing what happened there was a scam. Some of the judges wrote about the Nuremberg trials, showing what happened there was a scam. So we can't use the Nuremberg trials as anything of showing justice was dealt with the Germans. Everything was a lie. And yeah, here we are now.
An example. Sorry to cut in. I'll just bring right back to you, Jim. But an example of Nuremberg, and if everybody holds this up like, oh, Nuremberg code, so holy and sanctified. Well, Articles 19 and 21, people, you can look this up for yourself, basically said anything that is self-evident does not need evidence, and they said anything that is common knowledge does not need to be proven. In other words, these horrors that supposedly the Germans did with gas chambers and whatnot, Holocaust, that's common knowledge. It's common knowledge, so you don't need to have evidence. Back to you, Jim, sorry.
Well, no, I'm just saying. And how long does this show go on? For 2 hours? Is it just a 2-hour show?
We've got about 9 minutes.
Oh, okay. I have to just say and sum this up on my end, okay? What this is all about, okay? This is about Judaism versus Christianity. And if anybody don't see that, then I don't know, you're out of your mind. The Jews are coming after the Christians. You Christians out there that are watching this show, okay, that are defending the Jews should be ashamed of yourself. You should be exposing the Holocaust hoax. You should be telling everybody that what they did at Nuremberg was a disgrace. Expose them, expose them, expose them. Because they are fighting against all Christians. And if you don't believe what we're saying about the Holocaust, then you really get your head up you know where. Because the Jews want you dead. That's what they want. They want complete control of this world, and they are an insidious group of people. They killed Christ. Don't you get it? They killed Christ. They want you dead. And I don't care what anybody says. If you think I'm getting a little upset about this, I don't know how any of you Christians out there can sit back, go to church, sit back and look at a Jew and say, you are a good person. You represent evil in this world, and God will condemn you when the day comes. But in right now, okay, in between, I'm going to condemn you because you people don't deserve anything of importance because you're evil people. Well, I'm just saying, that's how I feel about these Jews, and I'm so sick of people, okay? I'm sick of them defending them. The Christian Zionists, whoever defend these Jews, how you can do that, I don't know. I don't know how God is going to deal with you in the last days, but I don't think he's going to deal with you kindly. Because you're dealing with somebody that killed his son, all right? And if you think that's a good thing, I don't know what to say. And they're killing you now. They're killing you with COVID. They're killing you with the vaccines. They're killing you with everything that they're presenting to us, the banking system, everything. They're killing you, and you're just letting them do it. I'm not going to let them do it. I'm going to expose them every which way I can. And the Holocaust is one of the ways I do it.
Amen. Man, you're on fire, Jim. I'll tell you and speaking of Christians, we've been reading verses out of their own Bible, Jim, in these brainwashed. And I tell you what, a lot of them are just cowards. They're just friggin' cowards because they're afraid to come up and tell the truth because they won't be able to go to their stinking church birthday parties and stuff. Speaking of scripture, I got to read this one more scripture. I'm going to make it fast. This is in John 8:44. This is backing up. This is to these fake Christians out there. Starting with John chapter 8, verse 37. Jesus says, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye did that which you have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. This is Jesus talking to your precious Jews, people. You do the deeds of your father. Then they came to him and said, we be not born of fornication. We have but one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. We're getting close to the end. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. People, he's talking to these precious Jews. He's talking to the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the cream of the crop of the Jews. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now you tell me how in the hell you can say you're a Christian and you still say these are God's chosen people. If you say that, I'm going to say it. You're an idiot and or a coward. Back to you, Jim.
I'll just interject there. Yeah, they're God's chosen people, all right, but they have a different God, and their God is Satan. That is just how it is, and they, you know, there are those Jews themselves who say it.
Jesus said it. Jesus told them they were their father, the devil. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, how plain can you get? I'm getting too carried away, but shut up. Go ahead, Miss Monica.
Well, you know, during the break, if we have a few minutes, just the back to Nuremberg, the torture that took place on many people who were tried during the Nuremberg trials, because they went on for quite some time. You know, first there were those very quick hangings, like Jim pointed out, but they went on for quite some time, and my understanding of it, there were different places, not just in Nuremberg, where these trials took place. Well, there was one division of an army, I think 160 German men, and every single one of them had their testicles crushed.
Yes, they did.
Every single one. Now, who in their right mind can hold these trials up? Like these are some kind of a rarefied, sanctified, you know, holier than thou thing. It was torture.
You know, Miss Monica, I'm going to interject one more time. And if you go back and look at the evidence, most of the guards that ran these so-called trials, most of the people in the Allies concentration camps after the war, they were Jews. They were Jewish officers, and they hated Christians. Go back. Right. Go ahead, Miss Monica. I'm shutting up.
Well, back to Jim there. I think we should let Jim take us out.
Well, I'm just
go ahead and take us out, Jim. We're about out of time. Take us out,
Jim.
Well,
I'm just saying, people out there listening, you really start. If we all Christians can start exposing the Jew, then you're going to get something done. But nobody's doing it because they got fear of the Jews. And you can't be a Christian if you have fear, okay? You have to be able to speak the truth, and you can't let these Jews overtake you with fear. Expose them as best you can. You know, turn them on to the videos, turn them on to my videos, because I expose them pretty good. And, you know, that's all we can do. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean,
the truth will set you free, and, you know, that always had this capital T religious connotation, but the truth in every form will set you free, and I really can attest to that. I felt much more free in jail than I always said to people, I feel 1,000 times more free than the jail boss, and I really did feel that way in every part of me. My heart and soul and mind was free. Just my, you know, the physically, yeah, they had the keys, but that's okay. I felt free. So the truth will set you free in every sense of the word.
Well, Jim, we're almost out of time. How can these people get your videos, get your work? How can they give them the website? We should have already done that. I'm sorry.
Well, my website is rizzolitv.com, RIZOLITV.com. That will get you to all my information, and then you can get in touch with me from there.
And people, you can send me an email, eddie@bloodriverradio.com, and I will get you all the information you need on that. People, we're totally out of time. Thank you so much, Jim. Thank you, Miss Monica. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Blood River Radio audience. Tune in this same time next week, and we're supposed to have Mr. Gene on with a special report. Good night, everybody.